Hi there. Thanks for joining us. I'm Virginia Cha, the CNN Center in Atlanta, with a look at what's happening now in the news. Well, the body found Sunday afternoon in a wall at a medical building where Annie Lee worked is being tested right now for positive identification. The remains haven't been identified thus far officially, but police are assuming they are hers. They're treating this case as a murder investigation. Sunday would have been Annie Lee's wedding day. Police have said her fiancé, though, is not a suspect. A husband and wife accused of keeping a girl hostage for 18 years having a bail hearing today. Philip and Nancy Garrido pleaded not guilty to charges related to the disappearance of J.C. Dugard. Investigators say Philip Garrido kidnapped Dugard when she was 11 years old and fathered her two daughters. He reportedly kept them all hidden in his backyard until they were rescued last month. H1N1 shots could be ready by the first week of October, but health officials say first priority will be given to healthcare workers and high-risk groups. By mid-October, most of us should be able to get the H1N1 vaccine. Congressman Joe Wilson still feeling the heat for heckling President Obama during his speech on healthcare last week. House Democrats plan to censure the South Carolina Republican if he refuses to apologize on the House floor this week. Wilson says he does not plan to apologize again, saying he already apologized to President Obama, who accepted that apology. A new message, supposedly from Osama bin Laden, says President Obama is powerless to stop the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. It showed up yesterday on radical Islamic websites, 2 days after the anniversary of 9/11. CNN is working to determine if it's authentic. That tape shows a photo of bin Laden, but there's no new video there. And those are the headlines for you at this hour. Stay with CNN for more on those stories and all your other news of the day.